stitches to life. Whether we write a song, whether we know what's right, while we're living in what feels old.
Hey everyone, it's Adam with Soul Sessions, a podcast from All Souls Counseling Center in Asheville, North Carolina. I'm really glad you're here. Today's topic is slowing down. And I'm going to be switching things up a little bit as our main component is a breath practice. But before we get to the topic of slowing down, I want to introduce the idea of an arriving practice. And it's very simple, and we're only going to take about 60 seconds to do it. So get comfortable. I hope you're in a space where you can set aside any other distractions and maybe take a few moments to just focus on how you're breathing. Maybe don't change anything about it, but just notice your breathing. And this is a little bit of a mental exercise of setting aside everything else that you've been doing up till now. So if you're multitasking, I really humbly want to ask you to consider stopping. Set it aside and be here. Your thoughts are going to come up. You're going to be distracted. The goal is not to empty your brain. But see if we can just set aside anything that comes up and then return to what you're doing right now, which is being here. So anything else that you've got going on, anything else that you've been doing, it's still going to be there when we're done. And just for a few more moments, be present in the room where you are. Take a look around. Notice what's happening right here and now, and just be. Awesome. Thanks for doing this arrival practice with me. Okay, so the topic of today, as I've already said, is slowing down. And the reason that I picked that for today is that historically, as a therapist, I've noticed that a lot of stress comes up for folks around this time of year when we are encouraged to do anything but slow down. And it's relatable. It's the time of year where the holidays start to creep up between October 31st and sometime in mid-January. There's some obscene number of holidays that I don't even know all of them. I just remember seeing a number of like over 100 holidays to observe. And it's not that everyone's celebrating all of those, but it's just an indicator that we've crammed a whole bunch in here at the end of the year. And so I just want to encourage maybe remembering that if we look outside, if we look out the window, if we look to nature, whether it's the plants, the trees, the flowers, or if it's the nature in terms of the mammals that are out there, I want to encourage you to notice, what are they doing right now? Are they ramping up? Are they buying gifts for each other? Are they doing all the things that we're doing, having all these parties and all kinds of different things that are happening? Is that what's happening for them? And I'm not criticizing the holidays. I love the holidays. It's great. And I do want to encourage a little bit of counterculture in terms of just making sure that we make pockets for ourselves to slow down. So you don't have to turn into a bear and hibernate in a cave somewhere. But could we just borrow from that just a little bit? Could we take from them what seems to work real well for them most of the time and just take some time to rest? Take some time to nurture our needs and hunker down a bit. The trees, most of them, releasing their leaves. If that's part of their nature, they are storing up for winter and they are preparing for the colder months, depending on where you live. But they tend to have this practice that we are going in direct defiance of. And again, that's not bad. You know me, it's not about right or wrong, good or bad, but I just want to encourage another idea, a middle path, if you will, something in between the options that are available that maybe doesn't have to be totally slowing down and not doing anything. But could we perhaps just slow down? So I've tailored a breath practice here for all of us to utilize in this season. It's pretty short. It's only a few minutes. But where we use the breath to encourage us to start to slow down just a bit. And see if that's meaningful for you or some other breath practice, but feel free to join me here on this breath practice here as we practice slowing down. Okay, so for this breath practice of slowing down, it's pretty simple. We'll start by breathing in and out for three counts each. So three counts in, three counts out. We'll do that for a few breaths. And then over time, we'll gradually increase that number to four, and then five, and then six, and that'll be it. So it shouldn't take more than just a few minutes, but I'll be counting you through it the whole time. And again, we won't take tons of time. It's just mostly meant to be a placeholder, a reminder of what might be helpful in this moment, and see if that resonates with you. If not, please just take that time to just practice whatever does help you. Maybe it's some movement, maybe it's walking around, maybe it's humming. Well, whatever feels right for you. It doesn't have to be what I'm offering. But if you haven't tried a breath practice like this, please feel free to do so. And I'll coach you through it, like I said. Or try something else. And let's start by emptying all the air out of your lungs. So breathing out fully. Very good. And then breathe in. Two, three, and out. Two, three. Breathe in, two, three, and out. Two, three. Maybe breathing in through your nose, in, two, three, and out through your mouth. Out, two, three. Breathing in, two, three, and out. Two, three, two more at this pace. Breathe in, two, three, and out, two, three. Last one here, breathe in, two, three, and out, two, three. Good, we'll move up to four. So breathe in, two, three, four, and out, two, three, four. Breathe in, two, three, four, and out, two, three, four. Good. Breathe in and out. Breathe in, maybe filling up your belly, and out. See if you can fill your entire torso with this breath. Breathe in and out. Two more here. Breathe in and out. Last one here. Breathe in and out. Okay, we'll add on one more second here. So breathe in, two, three, four, five, and out, two, three, four, five. Breathe in, two, three, four, five, and out, two, three, four, five. Very good. Breathe in, filling up. And out. Very good. Breathe in, filling up your entire torso. And out. Breathe in. And out. Couple more of these. Breathe in and out. Last one. Breathe in and out. we'll add one more second to the breath. Breathing in, two, three, four, five, six. Pace your breath over the counts. Breathe out, two, three, four, five, and six, all the way out. Breathe in, two, three, four, five, six, and out, two, three, four, five, six. Breathe in, two, three, four, five, six, and out, two, three, four, five, six. Very good. Three more. Breathe in, two, three, four, five, six, and out, two, three, four, five, six. Breathe in, two, three, four, five, six, and out, two, three, four, five, six. Good. Breathe in, two, three, four, five, six, and out. Really releasing all the air. Do one more. Breathe in. Filling up. And out. Very good. Now release the breath practice. And take a few moments here, a few natural, without, you know, any kind of technique behind it, breaths. And just rest. See if you can notice any changes that might have come up for you, how this feels to breathe in and out. Trying not to judge anything that has come up, or how your mind has wandered, or anything like that. See if we can just let that go. Release any judgment and be here, resting in this moment that you've carved out for yourself, which may not have been easy to do, but you did it anyway. You did your best, and that's all we can do. Take as much time here as you want to rest. Thank you for taking this time with me. And that's it. Thank you so much for taking this time with me today. I hope that whatever this season brings for you, whether it's a lot or not a lot, I hope it's what you need. And if it's not, I hope that that's a signal to see if there's any changes that you can maybe make for your life, whether it's carving out more time for you or accepting what is so that you can have less tension and stress around whatever comes up for you. Thank you so much for spending this time with me. I hope that you have a great month, and I look forward to talking to you again very soon. Be well.
Hard doesn't mean it's wrong. Easy doesn't mean it's right. In a different way.